Laura here. Just finishing a training session. Virtual King of Great Sounds coming up very soon. I'm here with Adam in Pura Vida, and we were talking about nutrition. Adam, you've maybe changed my habits from the point of view of making sure to have something very early when I'm up for the breakfast show. You said that was very important.
Yeah, so mainly the main learning point here is to start on a Sunday night and get yourself prepared for the week ahead. So if you start, for example, on Monday on a good footing by getting up early, getting a good breakfast in, and then you will should continue that routine then till the Friday at least. If you're in bed too late on a Sunday night and you're behind on your preparation on the Monday morning, then the whole week is upset as a result of that. The other thing I'd say, if you are up early, make sure you get something in when you wake up, even if it means getting up a few minutes earlier, in order to fire up your metabolism. Otherwise, if you don't eat till midday, your metabolism is still asleep and you don't burn as much calories. I'd use a fire analogy whereby if you let a fire come down to its embers, it'll burn away but not a lot of fuel. But if you stoke it through exercise and through feeding the fire with food little and often, then you will burn more calories.
Lemon and hot water and lemon's a good one. You have me on that now every morning, and I definitely think it's a good start to the day.
Yeah, there's no real science behind it, but it does seem to be successful in getting people's digestive system ready for the day ahead. The other thing I was saying to Laura was hydration, and to make sure you got plenty of water in your system at all times. The body's intelligent but not intelligent. It gets a bit confused between when it's hungry and when it's thirsty. So when you are thirsty, which is an easy thing to remedy, and drinking water has no calories in it, it often wants, if there's no water available, it'll go for a food with water in it to try and get the water out of it. So you're taking in excess calories over what you actually need.
And the one other thing was, if you're going to be hungry at any time of the day, let it be going to bed rather than in the morning, isn't that way? As in, yeah. Try not to eat too late.
Yeah, there's an old wives' tale. I come from sort of elite cycling, and if you want to get skinny, you go to bed hungry. Now, that's extreme, and obviously it's an extreme sport, but don't go to bed on a full stomach, but eat dinner early by maximum 6, and eat more during the day and less towards the evening. It's easier said than done when you've got a young family, but eat lighter in the evening and maybe not as big a volume, but you might still have a family meal together.
Thanks, Adam.